Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, a little earlier in the show today, we were talking about how money is spent in this country and the further delays to the National Children's Hospital. Take a listen to one of our callers, Karen.
If I have the chance to come face to face with these people, the first thing I do is walk them through Crumlin as it stands. And I would point out all of these children that practically live here and the facilities that they currently have, and remind them that it's those children you are holding to ransom over this. It is those children that are losing out, and how many of those children are going to move to adult services before they ever see or benefit from what this new hospital will give them.
Yeah, if you want to listen back to Karen and many of the other callers who joined us today, the podcast is up. It's on the News Talk. It's on the Go Loud app. Just simply subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. Now, on a much lighter note, it is Love Donegal Day. And obviously, as a Donegal native, I have to celebrate. I'm obliged to celebrate Love Donegal Day. And Grace Shields, who's the owner of Social Scene PR and Marketing, is with me on the programme. Grace, where in the county are you talking to me from?
Hello, Andrea. I am calling from a lovely part of Donegal called Milford.
Lovely.
I think we're all a bit wildly prouder of Donegal once we start talking about it, aren't we?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's something I find, anyone from Donegal, when you chat to people from home, all of the kind of turn of phrase starts to come back. Mm-hmm. And the accent gets a little bit thicker and stronger, and you know, there is a sort of just a very general, I think, really love and appreciation for the county.
Absolutely, there's no doubt about it. And even when I was speaking to you last year at that event, Andrea, the minute we started talking, you know, people around us were like, what are those girls talking about? They're talking quicker, they're throwing in slang words and language that we've never heard before. So yeah, it definitely is. And I love some of those turn of phrases that we have that make us that little bit unique and stand out when we are, you know, outside of the county. So it's a nice one.
There's loads of things we can appreciate and talk about Donegal today, and whether it's our best exports or the things we love, or perhaps it's some of the county's great features like the beaches and the beautiful scenery and of course the lovely people. But I do want to talk about some of the Donegal slang and some of the words that we tend to use a little bit more. So you have a list of some great Donegal slang words, and I know even people in the office here would often actually slag me sometimes for using them. But first up on our list, very simply, is hi.
Yes. So we would use that in the context of not hi, hello, but, you know, if you're saying a sentence, you'd be like, what's the crack there, hi, or what are you doing now, hi. It's just something that we would add to the end of a sentence. And it's, particularly when you go more even rural, Donegal, you find it more so. But yeah, so it's used definitely in a different context. So you might be wondering, if you're talking to someone from Donegal, why are they saying that? It's just caught on and it's just there. So yeah.
It's not a greeting. It is. It's just sort of one of those words that stuck on to the end of every sentence. It also helps with the sing song nature, I suppose, of it too. Another wonderful Donegal name, hotelier Noel Cunningham, is with me on the show. Noel, do you tend to use hi at the end of all your sentences?
And you know, good afternoon to your listeners, and lovely to talk to you on this Love Donegal Day. Of course, as Donegal Person of the Year, that lovely kind of tribute to me. It's a proud day, any day we can talk about Donegal. We wouldn't necessarily down South Donegal, down around Kilcar and Killybegs, use maybe hay, but more hay. You know, what's the crack, hey? You know, that kind of a way, you know. And, you know, I was laughing this morning, Andrea, about how, you know, we're almost afraid to offend in Donegal. So we go around things in a different kind of a way. You know, take, for example, this morning at 6:30 and down on the beach at Fintra outside of Killybegs in my Speedos, ready to go in the water. And there's a woman comes down for her daily jog. And instead of saying, oh, are you going in for a swim, you're mad, they tend to say, oh, hello, Noel, are you going for a swim? Ah, no, I normally put on my Speedos and stand at -1 in the morning, you know, that kind of a way. And it's so sweet. Mm-hmm. And they don't wish you, I turned 70, as you know, Andrea, last year, and they don't wish you happy birthday. So I realise in Donegal, those three ages, young, middle-aged, and, ah, Noel, you're looking very well. I'd be much happier if they said happy 70th, you know.
Yeah, and just leave it, and just leave it at that. The other great...
My favourite, I have to give you my favourite, you know, because you know, in Donegal, if there's any drama, anything going on, anything that's really troublesome or that we're having a major kind of problem with, we kind of meet somebody and they say, oh, Jesus, a wild handling. It's a wild handling. Everything's wild.
Yeah.
W-I-L-D, but we dropped the D. Oh, it was a wild night. Oh, my God, that was a wild wedding. Oh, it was, you know, it can be both positive and negative, but the wild handling is what
I adore the word handling. And I can tell you, I'm having a serious handling with my phone today after my WhatsApp has been taken over by some scammers. Your other favourite slang words, Grace, from the list that you've been telling us about?
I think definitely weans is one I use an awful lot. Get the weans in for their dinner or call the weans in, you know. It's the weans is, I suppose it's kind of a shortened term for wee ones, so little ones, like children. So yeah, it's the one that I would use an awful lot. And some people, when I'm out and about, they're like, what are you talking about? Particularly when I'm not at home. But the other one that I absolutely love and I use it probably daily and I shouldn't, but it's pure, that's pure class or that's pure brilliant or, you know, that's, it's just like another word for various. So that's, they would be kind of my favourite ones. And I suppose, kind of like Noel, while is definitely a word in my vocabulary. You know, and there's plenty more like foundered and give me a lock of tips for that. I remember one story, I was over in the States back in 2020, and I was in the McDonald's actually, and I said, oh, go on, give me a lock of barbecue sauce. And she just looked at me and she said, a what? I was like, that's just a lock of barbecue sauce. You know, and I was like, oh yeah, sorry. Can I please have some barbecue sauce on the side? So, yeah, it's those fun words that we definitely use and bring into our everyday language. Great.
Yeah, header is another one. It's a great Ballyshannon word in describing somebody who's, you know, just great crack, like that they're pure header. Purdy, do you ever use that note? I didn't know that one.
Never. Do you know what? It's not in common usage in Donegal. I would suggest maybe
apparently
it is.
It's potatoes.
No, tatties, we might say, or spuds. Spuds would be a much more common word. And I was laughing there at your contributor talking about wings. You know, it was very common when we were growing up, you know, when, you know, there'd be a whole skeel, that's another Donegal word, of wings to kind of get ready for mass. And you'd hear your mother shout, ah, oh, for God's sake, would you look at the clock, look at the time and not a wane in the house washed yet, you know. It was a very common usage of the word wane, you know.
Well, another text from a listener who says they use that hi at the end of sentences in Ballymena in County Antrim. In actual fact, I can't say Ballymena without saying hi at the end of it. And Donegal's main export, its best and its main export, according to this listener, is very simply its people. We're everywhere. It's so true, Grace, isn't it?
100%. It's just the people is what make it. But it's funny, just, you know, you're 100% right when you're talking about the different parts of the county and the ways that we use our words. But I have a friend, she lives down in Guidoor, and her father-in-law, he regularly uses the word notion, which is notions. So, and he's a man in his 70s, and just when he's talking about things like notions is the word that we would use. So notions about yourself or notions about that. But I love that Irish one. It's kind of filtered into that language as well. So notion, if you ever want to use that and you don't want
it's
anyone
brilliant.
To know what you're talking
well,
about.
Well, one of my favourite ones, and this texter has sent it in, is to say the funniest thing that saying that I've ever heard somebody from County Donegal use is wild wee. It's a wild wee. Meaning very small. It's 1400. 106 is the WhatsApp number. Grace Shields is the owner of Social Scene PR and Marketing, and of course, Donegal's Noel Cunningham. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.